We are learning Masechtas Erevim Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting in the beginning of a line, four lines from the top of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. We just learned that Bruria, who is the wife of Rameya, the daughter of Chinuch and Tradion, told the Talmud that when he learns, he should learn with his whole entire body, which means he should get into it, he should make noise, and learn with his entire body, and that's a skula to remember your Torah. And the Mar goes weiter with that idea. Tana. Talmud Echad Hoyla Labriyaza. There's a Talmud, or Eliezer had a Talmud, Eliezer Yaakov is the Gersa, Shehoye Shoyne Belachash, that he used to learn quietly, La'acha Gimel Shonim, after 3 years, Shochach Talmudai. He forgot his learning. He forgot his learning, because if you don't learn loud, they don't get the Shmira of remembering your learning. Tano, similar mindset, Talmud Echad Hoyle Lerlezer Ben Yaak, Lerlezer, Shechayiv Shreifalamachim, he used Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Like the Mashal explains, because it says in the Mishnah, Kol Shecheach Dova Echad Mishnasai, Ma'ala Lava Kosu Kilim Eschayi V'Nafshai. That's what it says in the Mishnah, that if someone forgets learning, he's Mechayi V'Nafshai. And if someone tells you that if you learn loud, you're going to remember your learning, so if someone does not do that, then it's Ke'ilu, he caused himself to forget it. Therefore, he's Chayi V'Misav De Shemayim. Omru, they said in Shemayim, V'Nichol, I leave him alone, Sh'odim Gadol Shemayim. Shemayim say, he learned by a very Choshev Rebbe, and that's a schus for him that he didn't die. But again, you see this idea that you have to learn loud. When you learn chumash, open your mouth and lain loud. When you learn mishnayis, learn gemara, open up your mouth and learn loud. In order that you should remember it, and also you should have a long life. It says in the pasuk, Ki chayim heim lemoitzi ehem ulechol besorei marpe. That's what it says in the pasuk. And what are you darshan? Ki chayim heim lemoitzi ehem means al tekri lemoitzi ehem el lemoitzi ehem bepeh. It's a chayim for people who open up their mouth and learn with their mouth. It will cause them to live a long life. Tarach ayat tarach yom, because it says ki chayim heim lemoitzi ehem, which means lemoitzi ehem bepeh. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda, shouldn't know. Sharp one. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. And the Talmud of Rab, you have all the time on Rav Yehuda Rab, or on Rav Yehuda Shmuel. So Shmuel told his Talmud of Rav Yehuda, Shinna, sharp one, Chatoif va'achol, Chatoif v'eshtei, grab and eat, grab and drink. Ta'amudas lina minei, because this world that you're going to leave, kilul dam, it's like a chasana, it's like a chasana, you're having a good time before you know it, it's over. That's how this world is. So Rashi learns, it's talking about mamoin, if you have money. Rashi learns, it's yeshcha mamoin lahanis atzmecha, al tamtim adamacha, shema Thomas. Very interesting. Rashi is saying if someone has money, he should use it. He should use it for hana, because when he's dead, he's not going to be able to have hana. So when you have money, use it now, eat now, and drink now, because this world's almost over. Other, the Bali Musa learned the Gemara means the Gabi Mitzvahs, that just like we know that in Olam HaBa can't be kind of mitzvahs anymore. So in this world, grab the mitzvahs and grab the drink, because the world's over before you know it. Omli Rav Rav Nuna, Bini, same idea. Miyashukha Hetev Loch. If you have some, if you have shloch, if you have money, you hate the vloch, use it. She'im v'she'ol tainag, because when you, in the grave, you're not going to gain anything. Ve'ein l'mavet smeya, and death could come any minute. V'im ta'im a'ay, and tell yourself, aniach l'bnei chayik. I want to leave my children food, I want to leave money for my children. So Mara says, no, b'she'ol mi'yag l'loch, when you're dead, who's going to tell you if your children are doing well or not? And number two, b'nei ha'odam doyim l'isvei ha'sada, lo noitzim v'lo noivlim. People are like grass, that when this one dies, this one grows. So even though you're going to die, this person's going to die, his children will grow, and they'll grow the business. Don't worry about it. They don't need you. You could use some of your money. And in this Gemara already, it's harder to teach if it means, if you learn the whole Gemara means agabe Torah, I'm not sure how it means, you know, leaving it over for your children. So the Gemara sounds like it means kipshuta, it means the money, which is a pella. How could Gemara tell you that you should use your money in this world by Olam Hazeh? It's a shver idea. That's what you have to learn. It means the Gabi Mitzvahs. Just I don't know how to type just Gemara. If it means Mitzvahs, I don't mean to leave over for your children. So it sounds like, Pashmashan the Gemara sounds like that if someone has money, it shouldn't be so cheap. It shouldn't be, you know, you should use it. If he has the money, you should use it. Om Reb Shu Malevi. What?
Mitzvahs. Use it.
Right, so, and say, if not, it wasn't meaning for your children. I am saying, why use it for mitzvahs? Give it to your children for food, that's what it means. Uh-huh. So it means use it for money for mitzvahs, because only chabra mitzvahs. You'll say, well, I don't even use it for mitzvahs, give it to stock, that I won't have to give my children. Now the Gemara says, hey, that's a good pshat. Very good, very good shmak. Yeah, it's good. So the Gemara of Amram Mishum Aleib, Mahalach Baderach, Ve'in Imoy Levaya. Guys in the Derach, He's walking in the street late at night, and he has no one to walk with, and he's walking through Harlem. He's very scared. What should he do? Yasek v'Torah. Let him learn Torah. Shenemek levias chein heim. Because the Torah is a gewaldige companion. The Torah is an unbelievable companion. It'll save you from anything. Chosh b'roish. Someone has a headache. Yasek v'Torah. Shenemek says in the same passage which talks about Torah. Levias chein heil roish shecha. It's good for your head. Chosh b'groin. If you have a sore throat. Yasek v'Torah. Also learn Torah. Shenemek v'anokim l'gargar yisecha. It's a necklace for your neck. Chosheveyav, someone who has a stomach issues, Yasek v'Torah, Shnema, refuah is teila sharecha. It'll be refuah for your stomach, sharecha is your stomach. Chosheveyav, myself, your bones are hurting you, Yasek v'Torah, Shnema, v'shikulatz myasecha. Shikul of mashke, like a lubricate your bones. Chosheveyav, gufa, Yasek v'Torah, Shnema, chol besori marpa, Torah is marpa, your whole guf. And what's that kind of pshat, Torah is marpa, the whole guf? So it's voyer in the Achronim, that the reason is because all pain come really from your nefesh. If your nefesh is not perfect, you have a virus that makes things. So if you learn Torah, it'll be refuas ha-nefesh, refuas ha-guf. Once you have the refuas ha-nefesh, automatically cause the refuas ha-guf. That's what we're down for chel. We say refuas ha-nefesh, refuas ha-guf, because the nefesh is always the makar for the refuas, for the guf. So if you yasek with Torah, it'll heal you by being mechapa on your virus, and that way you'll have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas are not like midas of Adam. Midas of Adam, you give someone medicine, and Rashi's master is that when you give someone medicine in his own body, he has side effects. You know, he might be good for his fever, but it causes him to be tired or whatever it is. It causes him other issues, or stomach issues, whatever it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this medicine works for everything. You take it for your head, it helps the rest of the guf also. There's no side effects. You never chol basari marpa. It heals the entire guf. Now the Gemara will go back to discussing about learning loud and learning with your mouth. Amar Rav Ami, Ma'idich Siv, says in the Pasuk, Kino'im, it's sweet, kisishmerim bitnecha. You're going to watch it in your stomach. Yechayinu yachtav asasecha. You're going to masader it on your lips. What does that mean? Emesai divrei Torah ne'imim. When is the Torah sweet? Bizman shetishmerim bitnecha. When you watch it and you make sure you have it in your stomach. Emesai tishmerim bitnecha. How do you do that? When it's mesudr clearly on your lips and you have it very clear and you say it out with your mouth, then you'll be able to have it, and once you have it, it'll be sweet. It's a happiness for the ish when it's in his mouth. When is a person happy with his Torah? When it's rolling off his mouth. Rashi learns it means if you can answer right away when someone asks you a question, then you have a big simcha. And that happens from chazering and learning it well, that causes simcha in the Torah. When is there a simcha when someone's saying Torah? When he talks about the Nyanu de Yoyma, he's on Sukkah, he knows about Sukkahs. He's on Pesach, he knows about Pesach. On Chanukah, he knows about Chanukah. When he can talk about that Torah, that's a simcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Mahacha, the makar that you should learn loud. Karav alecha dav moed beficha uvavcha lasoisa. Emesai karav alecha. When is it close to you? Bizman shebeficha. When it's in your mouth. Uvavcha lasoisa. When you can say it, that's when it's close to you. That's when the Torah gets close to you. Rabbi Mahacha from the pasuk. Tavas liba nesati loiva. Resha svasa valmanat asela. Tavas liba. You'll get your heart's desire when you. When you don't stop talking about it, when do you get your heart's desire? Aren't you reshes svasav? Reshes is a lotion of sfira svasav, talking. Reshes svasav b'amazel. When you don't stop talking about the Torah, that's when you'll get your tavas liboy. Rava Rami, Rava had a steer in this pasuk. Ksiv tavas liboy nesat loy. Hashem will give you your desires even before you ask it. Then the ksiv reshes svasav b'alvanat asela. That when you ask it, Hashem will give it to you. It says talking. So Mar says, Zacha, if you have good mazel, you're Zaycha, you're big tzaddik, Tavas Libi and Satla, you get the Tavas Libi, you want to ask him for it. Loi Zacha, Varesh Vasabal Zel. Even if you're not Zaycha, but if you ask for it, if you're daven to Hashem, Hashem always answers, and you will get what you're daven for. Tana Deber Lesbi Yaakov, Komokim Shinema Netzach, or Sela of Ed, any of the three words, it means, Ein Lehev Sigur Lamas, it means forever and ever. Netzach, Hayman Netzach, means that Ksiv Kiloy La'olam Arib, Lo Netzach Ksav, Selah. Hashem says, I'm not going to be angry forever. But see, it's next to the word La'olam. La'olam Arib, Lo Netzach Ksav, you see, just like Olam means forever. Netzach also means forever. Selah, the Ksiv says in the Pasuk, in Tillim, Kasher Shemanu, Kain Re'inu, like we heard about, we saw. Which means in the Pasuk means, it's talking about Nisim that Hashem does. Just like we heard about Nisim, we've seen Nisim. Be'er Hashem, Tzfakas, Be'er Lekeinu, Lekim, Yechenel, Selah. like we saw in Yerushalayim forever and ever, we'll see Nisim, and there also says Olam and Selah together. Olam and Selah, so you see, Selah means forever. And Va'ed, Chesed Hashem, Yuloich Olam Va'ed. So you see, these three words, Netzach, Selah, Va'ed, mean are ways of saying something to be forever. Zok Gemara Vayta. The Simon, the four members will be Anokim, Lechayav, Luchais, and Chorus. Omar Avalazo. Amar Rav Eliezer, Rav Eliezer, different gerses. Ma'idach siv ha'anokim gagos echad. It says the Torah is a necklace for your neck. What's the pshat in this? Emesim odom atzmei ka'onok zeh. If someone makes himself like a necklace, what's the significance of a necklace? Sh'ra falat saver. It's not tight. It's loose on your neck. So it means he's very easygoing. He's an easygoing person. He doesn't get insulted. He's a merutzel abriyos. V'nira ve'enira. And also a necklace is not always seen. Rashi's deming on people have beards. And he says, under the beard, you can't see. Half the time, you don't see the necklace under the beard because it's covered. So it's near, very near. So a person also, he's most of the time in Beis Medrash. You don't see him a lot. He's not always hacking around outside. So it's near, very near. Talmudai miskayim biyadi. Then the Torah will be miskayim. It means he needs two things. Easy going and don't always be the life of the party. Vim lav, but if not, lav im talmud miskayim biyadi. But talmudai not miskayim biyadi. Another drasha. That was the first drasha of the Simon Anakim. The next drasha from Rab Eliezer or Rab Elazar. Vam Rab Elazar. My dechsev was pshan the pasuk lechayayav karuga sabaisim. What's talking about the Torah? Meisim adam atzmei karuga zu. If a person makes himself like a patch, a vegetable patch or a perfume patch, shakol dashim ba. Everyone walks on it. Ukabaisim zeshakomas pasim ba. And he's like a perfume patch where everyone enjoys him. So then Tamudim Iskayim, that means he makes himself into an honor, people step on him, and he teaches Torah to other people, then Tamudim Iskayim. Lav ain't Tamudim Iskayim. Om Rav Elazar, third Rasha, this is the third thing of the Simon Luchais. Om Rav Elazar, Maidach Siv, Luchais Evan. It says about the Luchais, it's called Luchais Evan. Why does it say it's Luchais of stone? Im Adam Mesim Asmais Yachav Ke Evan, Zush Ein Nimchas. If he makes his cheeks like an Evan that doesn't get rubbed out, he keeps on learning and learning and learning, and doesn't get tired. Just like a stone, you walk in it a million times, nothing will happen to it. If he keeps on learning, this is the fourth drasha of Chorus. So the first pshat is that Chorus means is a lashon of it's like chokuk, it's like built in, it's like it's part of you. If not that the first luchos got broken, l'nishtaka Torah Mishoy. You know why we get tired these days? It's because we don't have the first luchos, the luchos nias. If we had luchos Mishoyis, we would not forget the Torah. It says chorus. It'll be dug into our hearts. That's one drasha of the word chorus. Af enkel of also, no one will be able to attack us. Shnema chorus, al tikri chorus el cherus. And Rashi says we darshan like this: cherus el luchos. We will be bnei cherim. Why? Because of the luchos. But now we don't have luchos anymore, so we can't. We're not zeich anymore to in kol uma shelet us banu. Amar Rav Masna, my dechsev midbar matan. Huh? The pasuk chorus el luchos is going with luchos shaynus. This pasuk chorus el luchos is going on the first luchos. It's talking about right before he threw it down. It says, "Va'yitein el Moshe elchalis luchos ha'even, va'luchos ma'is lekim hema choros ha'luchos." It's talking about the pasuk right before Moshe throws it down the mountain. So, something more about it. The Ma'idach Siv says in the pasuk, the Gemara starts in the middle of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Be'er chafarua sarim karua nedivi am mechayk v'shnoisim midba ma'atana." And then it says, "Next pasuk ma'atana achliya ma'achliya ba'maisum ba'maisa guys." Third pasuk ashter v'stei ma'ayev. So how are we dashing this? So it's dashing like this. Midbar refers, this is, the Matana is referring to the Torah. It's Midbar Matana. Meisim Adam Asmai Kemidbar Zeh, Shakel Dashima. If a person makes himself into a Midbar, which is a major anav, everyone steps on him, Tamudim Eskayim B'yodah. And then he'll get the Torah as a Matana. V'lav ain't Tamudim Eskayim B'yodah. If not, the Torah will not be Eskayim B'yodah. I heard from someone that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that we always read Rav Masna. But someone will say, you read it Matana, Omar Rav Matana, because he dashed in the Pasuk, Midbar Matana. So it's really Omar Rav Matana. I heard this from someone. So to Mara Vaita, Rava Breda Rav Yosef Achama, this is the famous Rava, Havali Milsa Rav Yosef. He wanted him, Bahadei, he wanted him, had something with Rav Yosef. Yosef was upset at him for a certain reason. And he had to go be asked for Mechila Erev Yom Kippur. Kimati Mol Yom Kippurim, Omar Ezev Afayse, Rava said, let me go to Rav Yosef, let me go be mefayisim. Rav Yosef, we know, they couldn't see. He couldn't see. Also, Ashkel Hashami, the Kamazik Loi Kaisa. He came there, and Rav Yosef didn't see him, he couldn't see him. So he found the Shamas making him a cup of wine. Omalei, Havli Vamizgei, let me make the wine. In those days, the wine was, that came straight from the grapes, and the wine came to them, was crushed grapes and fermented that way. They didn't put water into it. And B'shas Ma'is used to put water into it to make it more drinkable. Our wine already has the water in it. Let me go and be Ma'isik the wine. Let me do it. So he gave it to Rava, Mazge, and he did the Maziga, which means he added water to the wine. Kiditame, Omar, when Rav Yosef tasted it, he said, you know, Dami Hai Maziga, the Maziga of Rava, Rav Yosef. This tastes like the Maziga of Rav Yosef. We know in other Mesechtas, we had it at the Mesechtas Brachas, and other Mesechtas, that Rava's Maziga is 1 to 4. It's 1 part wine to 3 part, 1 to 3 really, and 3 parts water. It's a special Maziga. So he says, you know, this tastes like Rava's Maziga. He knew this is Rava's Maziga. Omalei, yeah, I know who. I'm Taka here. It's me. I'm here. Omalei, so Rav Yosef tells him, don't sit down on the mafashah and akroi to explain with these psukim. I guess he wanted to give him a remez that he had a taina on him. This is the way he's going to get his mechila. Ma'idach said, what's behind the pasuk? And like we said, the next pasuk says, matana nachliel, machliel abamis. And the next pasuk says, abamis hagai. Omalei, so Rava says, this is how he dashed in psukim. Adam eisim asma like a midbar hazeh. If someone makes himself like a midbar, so called dashim ba, everyone steps on him. Tarnis noslam matana, he gets a tarib matana. The kibbutz nitla matana. Okay, now you have the matana. You still don't have it yet, but once you get a matana, nachlu keil, then Hashem gives it to you as a nachla. It makes you sure you remember it. Shadam matana nachliya. Kibbutz nachlu keil. Now you know the Torah. Oy lagdula. You go lagdula. Shadam nachliya b'mayis. B'mayis means high up. But v'megis liba. If you become a stickle of a gaiva, Hakadosh Baruch Hu maspila. Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings you down. Shadam b'mayis a gaiva. From up there, you go down to the valley. V'mchayz a boy. If you chayz, Hakadosh Baruch Hu magbiya. Shadam kol gei yinasei. All valleys could be picked up. Like upon him, this is what Rav Yosef made Rav Darshan. I guess it was a simon that they had a little taina. I think it says the Mefarsh that Rav Yosef's taina Rav was episode a gaiva diga taina, and therefore he told him this remez that you have to shape up in this Indian. Of course, on Rav's level, it means on his level, whatever it was, a chut asayrim. Am Rav Huna, my dechsev says the pasuk Chayoshu Yoshu Tachem Tevas Cholnilikim. Im Odo Meisim Asmek Echayezur. The person makes himself like a wild animal. Should the reses va'ichelas, that he just pounces and eats it on the spot. He gets dirty and eats it. Tamudim miskayim v'yod. Then the Torah will be miskayim v'yod. We'll explain this in a second. Malav ain't tamudim miskayim v'yod. Not Talmud is not miskayim v'yod. What does this mean? The reses va'ichelas or masareches va'ichelas? Two pshatim Rashi. Either means that he's not so makbel on his food. He gets his food. He doesn't like worry. It's too much salt, too less. So he just eats it right away because he's busy learning Torah. He doesn't care about food that much. Or even Mesereches, even if the food is smelly, he eats it. He's not picky. Then Tamudim is kind of yeah, that's one pshat. But Rashi says that's not true, really. Rashi holds that it's not a good pshat because it says in all of the shas, he said that derech to be the chomim to makbid on the food because it's not covered that they shouldn't be makbid on the food. And he says it means when they learn, right away they chazer the learning. That's what it means, the rest is vecheles. La'acha rigosa vecheles miyad, kach talmud chocha mechazer al talmud miyad. He chazes over his limud right away, because of the rabbi. And misareches means menavah after the Torah. He makes himself, he works hard. He works hard on the Torah, then miskayim biyadah. And if he does this all, Hashem himself will give you a suda, will take care of you. Like it says in the pasuk, tochim v'tevaskal on elikim. Om Rav Chiyah Ba'am Yochum Ayach Siv says in the Pasuk, Noitze Te'ena, someone who watches the fig, Yoicha Apir, will eat the peris. Lomanus of Tayra, they're Tayra Te'ena. Why is the Tayra compared to figs? Ma Te'ena Zu. The way a Te'ena tree works is that it doesn't all ripen at one time. It ripens different times. So calls Manj Adam Mashas, but every time someone comes to the tree, Moitze Ba'Te'ena, he finds Te'ena. After every Tayra, calls Manj Adam Ha'igaba, every time someone opens a Gemara, opens a Chumash, he finds new time. Moitze Ba'Em time, he finds a new taste, a new fig. No such thing. He's learning Gemara, that finds something new. Any part of Torah to find something new, so that's why the Torah is compared to figs.